Well, still to this day, weeks later, you can't turn on YouTube without seeing somebody else giving their opinion on Vince McMahon and the whole Vince McMahon scandal. Mostly wrestlers, right? You see all the ex-wrestlers talking about it. You get a few other channels talking about it too, celebrities, that sort of thing, other YouTubers. It's a very topical thing. It's breaking its way into the news and everything like that. But you know whose opinion I really wanted to hear about this? Who I really wanted their take on the Vince McMahon scandal? Insane Clown Posse. Check out this clip.
We know, according to the, what's being, he's
Laurinaitis being sued for or whatever, is involved.
Is it Vince pooped on her head, man?
All I'm saying is Lucky Andre is not still around in there shitting on bitches.
Let's clarify man.
Yeah, like Andre the Giant, he probably had a shit the size of a fucking horse's dick.
He probably like a fucking elephant shit.
You could just see Vince McMahon like, this is what I see how it happened when he shit on her head. He must know.
He's probably like mad tan with like the super white bikini line.
That's right. Super right? Drunk as fuck, right? It's gray dawn. Him, John Laurinaitis, Brock Lesnar, and sources unknown.
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh. What the fuck?
Right? Listen, are in the hotel room banging that poor girl, right? All night and shooting roids. Vince went around. You know, Brock runs through a wall at one point. Fucking out, right? For it. Vince is all drunk, right? Nah, you're gonna fuck him. And she's like, okay, you know.
John Laurinaitis just like, okay. She's like, all right, fuck.
No, this is what's happening, Joey, and the thing. John Laurinaitis is hitting it, spanking that ass or whatever. Vince is like, yeah, you belong to me. You know what? Come here, learn out. Come here, guys. That's how it happened.
Okay, look.
You can imagine the Vince McMahon party and how ill it would be at 6 in the morning.
If he took a shit.
All I'm saying is I've never been a part of nothing. Hand on everything I love, but I've almost been in some fucking weird situations in hotel rooms during our stint in wrestling where I'm just like, what in the fuck is going on in this room? I'm getting the fuck out, man. Don't belong in here? Yeah. Nope, because, nah, man. You don't say it this where it's like, man, man, this ain't cool up in here, man.
Anytime one man or more is naked, I don't belong in the room.
That's a problem.
Dog.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm just saying that I've had to exit a couple hotel rooms. Like, man, this ain't cool, man.
That clip from the Bootleg Kev podcast, by the way, which I highly recommend you check out at some point in time. He is a huge wrestling fan. It's not his primary topic or anything like that, but he does have wrestlers on. I know he's had Jade Cargill on in the past. I covered that one. But keep an eye out. You know, if you see him talking with a wrestler or something like that, he is definitely one to throw on. He's a fun conversationalist. And of course, the clown's always entertaining, never at a loss for words. And former wrestlers, they've been around Vince. They've worked for Vince. They famously said the most nervous they've ever been meeting anybody ever, any celebrity of all the celebrities they've met, worked with. Of everything they've always ever done in their entire career, the most nervous they've been was meeting Vince McMahon. God damn it. You get Violent J's play-by-play of what may have taken place in that hotel room. Of course, he's got Brock Lesnar in there as well. I don't think Brock was that involved. Brock wasn't involved at all. That's the problem with misinformation on the internet, by the way. How many people just think Brock was triple gangbanging, fucking orgy fucking this chick with Laurinaitis and Vince like Violent J does here? Completely wrong. Completely inaccurate description of what may have gone down. But look, he's an insane clown, so I don't know what you want from him exactly. I don't know what kind of take you were looking for from the clowns. But that was about right. That was about spot on what you would get. I'm an old school juggalo. I've been to lots of Insane Clown Posse shows. I wrote a book, The Gathering, A Bold Journey into the Belly of the Juggalo Underworld. Cheap plug. Links are all down in the description below where you can get it on Audible, paperback, hardcover, Kindle, whatever the fuck you like. It's got a 5-star rating on Audible, 4 on Amazon because people are bastards there. Sidebar. Did I do this whole thing just to sell a book? Perhaps. I don't know. No, I love the clowns. I love the clowns, and I love when they talk about wrestling. I love when those worlds collide. They grew up huge wrestling fans. Those not familiar with Insane Clown Posse wonder why they were in WWE for the time they were and that sort of thing. They grew up wrestling fans, and in fact, they started professional wrestling before they started rapping. That's right. They were both trained indie professional wrestlers well before they started becoming rappers. It just so happened that the rap thing took off and the wrestling thing not so much. And here we are, you know. Maybe the reverse of Hulk Hogan, right? Hulk Hogan was going to be a rocker, but then fucking his band pussed out on him, so he became the greatest wrestler that ever lived. If you listen to his side of the story, you know, could have went either way. Clowns, but they did end up getting to spend some time in wrestling in all of the feds. You know, they got their own federation as well, the Juggalo Championship Wrestling. So they're doing, they love it. They love the wrestling stuff, and it's always good to hear their take. It was a funny take. Don't take any of it with any kind of seriousness at all. That's not what happened. But I do love the speculation of the Andre the Giant size shits. It's a good contribution from Shaggy Too Dope, while Violent J is going down the play-by-play of the hotel room scene, Brock busting through walls and shit. Now you know why they're insane clowns. That's them, folks. That's how they do. Fun stuff. I love it. If you're a Juggalo, give me a whoop whoop in the comments below and buy my fucking book, please. It's a good book. I promise you'll love it. stop it. But yeah, fun little story here. Bootleg Kev does great interviews. Like I said, if you see, go back and check out that Jade Cargill interview. That's where I started to like Jade, by the way. I think that was the first full. And then she did the Breakfast Club too. Which was another full-length sit-down. And that's where I really learned, one, I like this chick. She's likable. She's cool. But also, she's smart. She gets the business. Like, she gets what she's doing. And, you know, it's not a stepping stone to something bigger or anything like that. And, man, I don't know. She's just very likable, very cool, very smart. And that has absolutely nothing to do with the clowns, but Bootleg Kev, check out his podcast as well. That's all I got for you. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Peace, love, and pizza. Hit that subscribe button. I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next. Whoop, whoop.
I hate Juggalos. I fucking hate them. I say all this with a grain of salt because for a good part of my own life, I proudly identified as a Juggalo. You should come to the gathering with me.
Nah, man. I'm not into all that whoop whoop shit anymore.
I'll pay for your ticket.
I got fired today.
Get the fuck out!
Still got room for me?
Spike, slow the fuck down! Cops!
Fuck your sleep! Fuck your sleep! Fuck your sleep!
The savages started closing in with their tiki torches and war paint.
Shit! Run! You guys got a dead body here already?
Even the aliens were throwing shade. It was pure panic and intense horror.
There was a guy I saw got chopped in half.
I had nothing left to go back to.
You alive?
Yep. The Gathering. A bold journey into the belly of the Juggalo underworld.
Let me tell you something, brother. You can check out full episodes each and every Sunday right here on this channel, dude. Don't forget to like, don't forget to subscribe, and don't forget to take your vitamins and say your prayers, brother.